If you know the Eric Blair that I'm referring to, let us know, and we'll take your call in the next segment. 800-313-9443, again, 800-313-9443. And I wanted to mention also that on the homepage of Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org, you'll notice that there is a pledge drive. You can call in or mail them. There's also the chip-in widget on the homepage right there at the top. And if you call in, the number to call is 800-724-27.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sunday, February 12th, 2012, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network.
At least once a day.
Every time I look at the headlines, there's always some kind of
time to get the artful wordplay,
the hamster in the wheel,
some kind of fun like this.
Fire up the engine and get the technology going. That's okay. We're here nonetheless.
I think Matt Beatty's quote from Shooter,
so
there are no sides.
First of all, thank you
for Sunnis and Shiites,
listening,
no Democrats and Republicans.
Today,
there are only haves and have-nots. There are no sides. That to me is always applicable.
It's always a pleasure
when these kinds of things come into view.
It's an honor. This broadcast is really kind of cathartic. You can probably imagine.
I always want to point out, everyone
carry around the kind of information that I do.
If, you're rooting for the underdog.
If you listen to this network and this broadcast, you know what I mean.
And this, system that has been created that Carol Quigley wrote about.
Sometimes it's an unwieldy
that you know
database of information.
Essentially, two sides that move
to try to reconcile
forward,
and deal with. And so to have a venue to be able
it's the same regime. And Quigley wrote about it. John Adams, I believe, was the one who said that, you know, a government with two
confessional or something, you know, it's
a party,
cathartic,
you know, two-party system is probably
to
most
have
evil
a place
thing
that
under
you can just let that out a little bit
so
and kind of depressurize
kind of
is a good thing, I think. So,
but, you know, whenever that subject
comes
into
view, a couple weeks
ago
I mentioned
I always want to point
the,
out
the
that,
defense budget cuts talk.
You know, people,
I believe
people
that was posted
saying,
in the archive of its
you know,
not.
There are these pockets. There are pockets
I'll check
of resistance.
On that. There were,
and,
I think,
you know, like
probably almost two dozen links that
and
I stuck in there,
I would,
or at least a dozen,
strongly
if memory serves,
to
of
deeper,
articles
do your
from
own homework.
Major news publications,
because
Washington Post,
that
USA Today, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times.
Now with crowdsourcing,
and,
predominantly because of the technology that's
the
available
reason that
to
I
do
mentioned that is because, I mean, this is big talk. Why all of a sudden did we hear about the retraction or the you know the reduction of the military budget when in recent years we've heard nothing but the expansion and proliferation of the military efforts? Why this seeming turnabout, this about face, this 180? Why now? It's really not. It's nothing of the sort. And it's completely in line with what I mentioned, which is the initiative referred to as Army 21 or Army After Next, which is representative of all of the branches of service. But for the last couple of decades, particularly since about 1996, 97, we've seen this invigorated effort to pare down force size, to leverage technology, and to really create this highly efficient, tightly knit, militarized apparatchik that doesn't just represent the military, isn't represented by armed forces exclusively. We've seen, for example, with the recent announcement of DHS basically taking over police authority and duties and responsibilities all the way down to a local level, which is no surprise. I mean, we have known that's what's coming since the announcement of, you know, Tom Ridge appointed as Secretary of Homeland Security when George Bush did that couple of weeks after September 11, 2001. Remember back in October of 2001 when Tom Ridge was suddenly appointed Secretary of Homeland Security and everybody was saying, what is Homeland Security? This is common vernacular today, unfortunately. The Heimatland, what is that? That's a concept that was anathema not long ago. And it's a concept that's, you know, becoming more and more familiar, unfortunately, to Americans and folks abroad, more common in its connection to America, which is very unfortunate, the folks abroad too. But what is this? What is this, and where did this all come from, and why? You know, like I said, back in 2001, we saw Tom Ridge appointed Secretary of Homeland Security. And, by the way, one of my favorite things to point to, there's so much circumstantial and conjectural evidence that's pointed to for September 11th. I think it's nonsense. I wouldn't, you know, the things that anesthetize people to the real problem contribute to the problem. And the conjectural and circumstantial evidence is do that. It just plays into that synthesis that is the end result of the Hegelian dialectic, that dialectical conflict model. By the way, Hegel was not an advocate of the Hegelian dialectic, just like Calvin wasn't a Calvinist. It's always that case, you know. You have these people that come along after the fact and take these ideas and synthesize them, pun intended, and take advantage of something like that. Anyway, the point here is, getting back to, I guess, that tangent, my favorite piece of evidence to point to of conspiracy and malfeasance with regard to September 11th and really what's happened subsequently is the RAND report, the monograph, titled Preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security, which you can find on Amazon.com, by the way, and you can find on Amazon.com that it was published several months before September 11th, 2001. At least April, I think April 2001 is the publication date that Amazon carries. Haven't checked lately, but that's in the archives from years and years ago of Road Warrior Radio on RepublicBroadcasting.org. You can search for yourself and find it. Because I've mentioned Preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security, published by RAND Corporation in 2001, spring of 2001, several times, as a smoking gun or a harbinger of what was to come and what has, in fact, happened. So you look at that document, published before September 11th, which was a convenient crisis. Remember what Rahm Emanuel said, you never let those opportunities go to waste. And it's true. That is the Fabian model. You go slowly and incrementally, and every time you have a moment like that or a crisis, you strike hard and unequivocally, and you take ground, and you never give ground. You just keep taking ground. It's the Fabian model. It's what they've been doing. For more evidence of that, look at Carol Quigley's book, The Anglo-American Establishment, which, again, on Amazon, you can find the product description I mention all the time. That it says right on Amazon, Carol Quigley writes about how these guys collaborated in secret to conquer the world by causing wars and, you know, destroying economies in doing so. And there it is, Professor Carol Quigley, who wrote in his own words, hey, I've studied their documents. In fact, I had an opportunity for a couple of years to hang out in the Rockefeller's basement, so to speak, and look over the family documents. And this stuff is, well, this is world history. This is how history really happened. Here it is, folks. Here is what really happened. So in conjunction with that, like I said, Preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security, published by RAND in 2001 spring, is really probably the best smoking gun, in my opinion, of malfeasance and conspiracy, because it's definitive and conclusive. This was planned, which is why when the opportunity arose in September of 2001, how in the world do you mobilize resources and all of this? I mean, it's government. What's the big joke about government? You know, it moves at a snail's pace. You know, if you're trying to get something productive done, forget it. It's government. It's not going to happen in any kind of a timely manner. But somehow there's this incident that it was not a little thing by any means. I understand. I'm not trying to trivialize or minimize the tragedy and the horror and the sadness and the loss of lives. Not at all. Not at all. What I'm saying is, in response to that, how does this seemingly static body, this monolith, how does it mobilize resources and action with lightning speed? How does it do that? Tom Ridge, appointed Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, just weeks after the incident. And suddenly this infrastructure is created and teams are assembled and agencies are created and there's a restructuring of government that coincides with the continuity of government initiative going back several decades before.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over?
Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
A working link to the United States Army 2004 Army Transformation Roadmap. And that document, I really want to come back to this because I don't think I emphasized it enough in that broadcast 2 weeks ago. That document tells you everything you need to know as far as how this game is being played. And again, this is something that was kind of a check-in. This was a, I suppose, a performance report, if you will, on the initiative that I was talking about, the Army After Next or Army 21 initiative, which is, it's, they're synonymous. So this is a checkup or a progress report, really is what it is. 2004 Army Transformation Roadmap, a campaign quality Army with joint and expeditionary capabilities was the title and subtitle of it. But this was a performance report. How are we doing so far? We're checking in to see how this has been going. I'll tell you what, it's this thing has kicked into such high gear. Think about what's going on. I mean, you have the creation of PMCs as a result of the Army After Next or Army 21 initiative. As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the Blackwaters and our own Backup Training LLC that grew out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and so many of the other PMCs, private military contractors, that have arisen in the last decade or so, that have just kind of sprung out of nowhere. I mean, obviously the bigger ones have reinvigorated and improved and expanded activities over the last decade as well. But these others that just seem to have sprung out of nowhere. How did they know? How did Eric Prince know that the PMC business was going to be lucrative as it is? And getting himself wired in with special forces and the intelligence community, really at this point, there's very little, if any, separation between JSOC and the Blackwaters and the CIAs of the world. Very, very little separation, if any. It's really kind of one organization. And the reason this is happening is because it was planned that way. And if you look at the Army Transformation Roadmap, 2004 Army Transformation Roadmap, July 2004 was published, Campaign Quality Army with Joint and Expeditionary Capabilities. It literally talks about this stuff. I'm going to dig into this a little bit as we go through this broadcast. I'm going to focus on that document, and I hope that you'll download a copy of it for yourself. This is an Army, this is a military document. You can download it from a .mil site. Right now, this is not conspiracy in the conventional sense of the term or the pejorative sense of the term, meaning this is not something that some goofball put together somewhere. You know, no one can say, well, you know, some guy in a log cabin with no power in the backwoods of Montana put this report together because he's crazy. Ted Kaczynski knew exactly what he was talking about. He wasn't crazy, and he was absolutely right. His concern with industrialization is playing out to full fruition because it was planned that way as well. His manifesto was a warning, and his methods were, I don't think, the best way to go about trying to get his message across, but he was trying to target the folks that could do something about it and should have known better. That was the whole point. You guys know what you're doing, especially the academics that he was calling out, and so they should have known better, and they should have been able to do something about it. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. But anyway, that's beside the point. His methods were harmful, and that's unfortunate. The message, however, I think was on target. But anyway, this is not that kind of a thing. There's no issue here as far as that is concerned. This is not conspiracy in the pejorative sense. This is a military document. United States Army, 2004 Army Transformation Roadmap, published by the Army, July 2004. And it explains exactly, like I said, it's a progress report signed by Peter Shoemaker, United States Army Chief of Staff, and R.L. Brownlee, the Acting Secretary of the Army, and it was originally available on army.mil, may still be, I don't know where. But, you know, this is a DOD document. So I'm going to focus on this a little bit during this broadcast because as I concluded the last broadcast in regard to this information or with regard to this information, I don't feel like I really stressed what is in this document, how important this information is. So I want to make sure that I emphasize that this time. And as a jumping off point, I think chapter 4 and chapter 5 were a couple of the big ones. You know, chapter 1, the imperative to transform. That's kind of interesting. Why is it imperative? Reminds me of the document that got the PNAC in trouble. Project for a New American Century. Remember that? Rebuilding America's Defenses. Similar verbiage. We'll get into that after the break here on the other side of this break. So stick around for that more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So I'm going to dive into this document a little bit, as I said, and some of this language is crazy. We'll go to the phones in a moment here, but I just to kind of prime the pump a little bit, you know, this is the military. It's the army that we're talking about here, and you look at some of the subheadings in these chapters. And it's very clear. Chapter 1, titled "The Imperative to Transform a Joint Culture," is one of the subheadings. An expeditionary culture, the Army Transformation Framework. That's an interesting model that you can look at. There are visual representations of that. Chapter 2, the Army is a member of the Joint Force. That doesn't sound strange, because sure, there's more than one military force, you know, and that makes sense. But when you start to get into this international scope, that's weird. Isn't that weird? Which is part of the reason that I always point to the Congressional Research Service document, RL-33627, titled NATO in Afghanistan, a test of the Transatlantic Alliance. NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the transatlantic alliance. Why is that important? Well, because you read that document, and in this context, you get a very international scope. You know, we're testing the machinations of internationalists, and this is just another, you know, part of the initiative, another arm of this initiative to first expand forces so that you can identify resources and capabilities and things like that. You following me? I mean, you expand so that you can, it's confusing, like I said when I mentioned The Hard Road to World Order, published April 1974 in the Foreign Affairs Journal, Counts on Foreign Relations publication by Richard N. Gardner, that piece was in volume 52, number 3. I mentioned Richard N. Gardner's words quoting William James, this great booming, buzzing confusion. That's part of the reason for expansion and proliferation. But the other is to identify resources, right? You want to create these new initiatives. It's kind of like brainstorming. Okay, what can we create? What can we do? What can we do? You know, you start creating these things, and then you get a good understanding of what's possible. What's, you know, what are the capabilities here? What resources do we have? What are we capable of? After these cycles of iteration, if you will, and then from there you can pare down to meet your objective. You can pare down to get in line with your agenda, which is a very highly leveraged initiative. That's what really is behind the Army After Next and Army 21 initiative. Highly leveraged, tightly knit, highly efficient military operations that are not just represented by the military. Meaning you have, I mean, aren't we seeing in America, can't we see the Interpol effect in America with DHS taking over policing duties and, you know, what has happened since the, was it Northridge, I think? Gun battle, you know, that's been sensationalized in TV movies, made-for-TV movies have been made about it and stuff. You know, the guys that were covered in body armor from literally from like head to foot and shoot out with, you know, police. Now all of a sudden we need, you know, we need riot gear for meter maids and stuff. It's just ridiculous and absurd, you know. And you see these videos circulating, you know, police are shot all the time and stuff. I don't know where you live, but, you know, that doesn't happen or didn't used to happen in our sleepy little bedroom community. These days it's getting pretty crazy. I mentioned in a Facebook post earlier this week that I hear sirens in our little bedroom community. This is a community that is host to one of the top 50 golf destination resorts in the country. And we hear sirens at least once or twice a day in this town. And they're not ambulance and fire truck stuff, if you know what I'm talking about. So what has happened? And it's all in conjunction with this stuff. So anyway, this highly knit, this highly efficient, tightly knit force that has leverage. I mentioned two terms in the January 29th broadcast, the force multiplier effect and asymmetric warfare. Those are two examples of how the system takes advantage of that kind of leverage. But when you look at this document, the Transformation Roadmap, Chapter 4, Future Combat Systems, is very insightful. Future Force and Future Combat Systems, when you look at those, and then Chapter 5, those are the two places that I would focus on. Chapter 5, Transforming Army Space, Transforming Intelligence, Special Operations Forces Integration with Conventional Forces, and you have this very open admission that, hey, we're working with intelligence, we're working with these groups, and we're going to create this proliferation, and then we're going to pare down. And you can see it in the visual representations in the report. I mean, they show you, look, expansion and then contraction. And that's what we're seeing play out right now. And it's a system that's going to get more tyrannical as time goes on. But like I said, you know, future combat systems, it's all the stuff that, you know, you've heard about on this network. You've definitely heard about on this broadcast. When I talk about the DARPA technology stuff, in particular, that ties into this report directly. Jumping to chapter 4. Actually, I'm going to wait on that. Let's go to the phones real quick and before we burn any more time. Let's grab Ken in Virginia real quick. Ken, thanks for calling in. Welcome.
Yeah, Chris, we just had spectacular, I'm president of Virginia Taxpayers Association. We've had spectacular success in beating the governor on this terrible National Defense Authorization Act. This is of interest not only to your listeners, but to everybody all across the country. What we did is we got the Virginia House of Delegates, the Courts of Justice Committee, to approve unanimously, all 16-0, both Democrats, both Republicans and Democrats, a resolution preventing the enforcement in Virginia of any by any agency or a person or military, National Guard of this of the provisions of the National Defense Authorization Act. Now, the which is, as all your listeners know, that's the one that permits the detainment without without a warrant, without trial, without a sentence, indefinitely, when and with torture of any American citizen who may happen to oppose any anything that the Obama administration does. Now, the reason this has a national aspect, because as you know, as everybody knows, Ron Paul is the only candidate, Republican candidate, who was opposed. He said he would do away with NDAA, which of course he should. And the best Republican that we've got in the House of Delegates, Bob Marshall, who's running against in for U.S. Senate against traitor U.S. Republican George Allen for U.S. Senate in Virginia. He's the sponsor of this bill, House Bill 1160. And you can look it up on the Internet and the General Assembly webpage, the provisions of the bill. Now, and it's going to pass the full House, and it's going to pass the full Senate. And McDonnell has opposed this bill in the sub-general courses of Justice Subcommittee because he's endorsing Romney, who has said he would have had signed the NDA. Of course, if that's terrible, we know Romney's a traitor. But but now we see that Governor McDonnell is a Republican. He's going to have to sign this bill, which he doesn't want to do, because even though he's very popular, according to a new Quinnipiac poll, his popularity has reached new heights. But he can't afford to have been hit by the wave that would result if he vetoed the bill. So this is an absolutely spectacular development, and it ties in with the victories that Ron Paul is having. And I think maybe many of your listeners know that Ron Paul is absolutely certain to get more delegates out of Maine than Romney. My daughter lives up there, and she knows one county, a large county, Washington County, didn't even participate in the poll, and there was only 200 votes separating them. So, and the way they got the system rigged, that the Romney, the Ron Paul people will be in command, of the state convention, which will actually apportion the delegates to the GOP national convention. So we're winning that. We're gonna win in Arizona. We're gonna win in Tennessee, and certainly in likely in other states Super Tuesday. So this is tremendous. And of course, Bob Marshall is a supporter of Ron Paul. So we're all working together in this, and it's of tremendous significance. And where whatever state you live in, you can get your state legislature to do the same thing—a null enforcement in your state of the NDAA. It's already been signed into law surreptitiously by Obama on January 31st, 2011. But he didn't make any announcement. He was ashamed of signing, or he didn't want it to be noticed. A week of null enforcement.
I don't know if he was ashamed of it. He seems to be perfectly infatuated with himself and his rock star status. I don't want to steal your thunder, though. Ken, I applaud your guys' efforts, especially with the NDAA stuff. But I do want to mention, and I always want to be clear about this, I still think, even though, you know, there's this go-around, there's a lot of talk about the Ron Paul stuff, and I still think people need to, you know, put on the thinking cap. You know, there's too much alternative Kool-Aid out there, and bad guys like Ron Paul, too. And that should, some bad guys, that should get us scratching our heads. Peter Thiel is one guy that I mentioned, you know, co-founder of PayPal, the creator, founder of Clarion Capital, which gave Facebook its first $500 million, its first half billion in venture capital. And he's over at Founders Fund, and I've talked a lot about the stuff they're doing over there. But you can look Peter Thiel up on Wikipedia and find that he's a member. He's listed as a member of Bilderberg Group, which I think is passe, as what's his name, the Canadian, says. It's kind of an old boys club now. But he's listed as a member of Bilderberg Group right on Wikipedia. And he also, they have on the Wikipedia entry his endorsement of Ron Paul back in 2007, and Peter Thiel is hands down one of the most virulent strains of bad guyism, particularly in economics and technological, you know, disruption, the disruptive innovation that I've talked about in recent weeks and months. This is like the epicenter of that, and he openly endorses Ron Paul for president. So we need to be careful about that kind of stuff and make sure that we're still putting on our thinking caps and not just playing into this parallel operation and the same initiative that I was talking about with regard to the Army After Next and Army 21 stuff. So
I agree we got to be vigilant, but we have to, I think we have to creep it one step at a time, and this is a step, I think, in the right direction. As long as we stay vigilant, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. And I don't worship Ron Paul, but this is a success anyway. I don't care.
I agree. And like I said, I'm not trying to steal any thunder there. I appreciate your call and the information, Ken. I think it's fantastic. So
yeah. Okay, I'll let you go. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Ken. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for the information. It's good. I mean, it's a boost of encouragement. It's a shot in the arm, and I think, you know, hopefully, really, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully we're all starting to think for ourselves. It's so easy just to go along with a propaganda machine, the Wurlitzer, if you will, that has so fabulously and deliciously scripted everything, all of the talking points for all of the sides of every argument, in, you know, using the RAND Corporation's model of incorporating crowdsourcing with game theory, and you come up with this recipe that is just perfect. The sound bites, the talking points of every issue are always perfectly scripted. You can move an initiative down a very specific track
in, you know, scientific fashion with military precision. Literally, I mean, these guys know exactly what's going to happen. You look at the kinds of things that, I mean, just go to Founders Fund, for example. And I just mentioned Founders Fund and Peter Thiel. Go over there and look at what they're doing over there. People have no idea. You know, when you look at technology, for example, foundersfund.com, you know, the place that houses the billionaire wunderkind, you know, the billionaire kid genius VC think tank is what it really is. And they're spinning off these little organizations, $10, $15, $20 million per idea, like nobody's business. We'll go back to the phones and more when we come back. Stick around, more right after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're going to go back to the phones in a second. I said I was going to concentrate on this document, and I feel like I'm being verbose around it, but not in it. So I'm going to touch on this. We'll go to the phones, and that will probably take us out. So let me just go to Chapter 4 real quick. I mentioned Chapter 4 previously. Chapter 4 titled Future Combat Systems. Now, you can
argue, well, you know, some of what you're saying sounds conjectural in nature. I mean, are you just making this stuff up? Listen to this language right from the beginning of Chapter 4 of this military document, 2004 Army Transformation Roadmap. Again, this is the military in its own words. Future force, the primary goal. Okay, listen, the whole document, what is this initiative about? The primary goal of Army transformation is the development of the future force. And the future is now, let me assure you, retrospect. Anyway, the primary goal of Army transformation is the development of the future force, a strategically responsive precision maneuver force that is dominant across the range of military operations, the world over, you might add. Oh, but you're making that up. No, listen. Continuing, balanced across a mix of light, medium, and heavy formations and optimized for strategic versatility, this lighter and more agile force, there you have it, lighter and more agile force will dominate land operations in any future conflict. Notice, not just domestic, not just whatever, dominate land operations. But where? Well, listen, keep listening. Continuing, it will also perform seamless transitions from peacetime readiness to small-scale contingencies or major theater warfare. You hear that? This is why I'm saying it's just this all-time, you know, Interpol meets Blackwater kind of concept. The ultimate measure, listen to this, the ultimate measure of success of the future force, therefore, will be its contribution to future joint operations. Let's clarify, in concert with interagency and multinational partners. There you have it, interagency and multinational partners. Very clear, okay? Lighter and more agile force, success measured by its contribution to future operations, future joint operations, in concert with interagency and multinational partners. In keeping with it, this fundamental guideline, the force is being designed to sharply expand, see? Sharply expand the options. This is why I say we've seen proliferation. Now we're seeing contraction, which corresponds with the versatility this lighter and more agile force will have, just right here in the report. Designed to sharply expand the options available to the joint force, whether that is to swiftly defeat the efforts of regional aggressors. Regional. Hear that? Win decisively in extended conflict or execute lesser contingency operations, you know, like when you're a financial terrorist because you wrote a bad check at your local bank. That's coming to a neighborhood near you. Uh-oh, I hear the music. It says the future force concept is founded on six main operational themes. Read it for yourself. This is crazy stuff. And then if you go to the beginning of Chapter 5, I have to apologize. We didn't get back to the phones. And you read about the technology and the hardwiring to the intelligence community and the international relations. It's a frightening thing. Is this America still? No. Unfortunate. Anyway, I hope it was informative. I hope you get yourself a copy of that. Thanks, Ken, for your call. Mike, I'm sorry we didn't get to you last. Folks, as always, it's an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
The next round.